I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper has decided to have surgery to stabilize his left thumb, which was broken after being hit by Blake Snell fastball on Saturday, and is out indefinitely. The reigning National League MVP is hitting .318 with 15 home runs and 48 RBIs in 64 games, while predominantly DHing. Harper has not played the outfield since April due to a small tear in his right UCL in his elbow and is trying to avoid having Tommy John surgery. Closer Kenley Jansen has been placed on the 15-day injured list with an irregular heartbeat. The 34-year-old has had two procedures done, once in 2012 and once in 2018, to correct previous bouts of the ailment. Jansen has 20 saves with a 4-0 record and a 3.58 ERA so far in his first season with the Braves after spending 12 years with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Full slate of games on the Major League Baseball schedule, with six matchups featuring both teams with 500 better records, as the Cleveland Guardians are hosting the Minnesota Twins in a doubleheader, the Philadelphia Phillies are home for the Atlanta Braves, the Boston Red Sox are at the Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Mets are home for the Houston Astros, while the Milwaukee Brewers are visiting the Tampa Bay Rays. Sources are reporting that Los Angeles Lakers guard Russell Westbrook is planning to exercise his option for next season, worth $47.1 million. The eight-time All-Star will be finishing up a five-year, $206 million contract signed in 2017. Westbrook has played for three different teams the past three seasons after 11 years with the Oklahoma City Thunder. No major upsets so far at Wimbledon, although 18-seed Grigor Dimitrov retired from his match in the second set to Steve Johnson, while 24-seed Holger Rune falls in straight sets to Marcus Giron. In the women's draw, top-seeded Iga Swiatek wins her 35th match in a row, winning in straight sets to advance to the second round, while 11-seeded Coco Gauff needs three sets to move on to round two. Other notable winners include 4th-seed Paola Badosa, 5th-seeded Maria Sakkari, 12th-seeded Elena Ostapenko, 13th-seeded Barbara Krejcikova, and 16th-seeded Simona Halep. Sports Illustrated is reporting that the Big 12 Conference is targeting Roc Nation COO Brett Yormark as its next commissioner. Yormark, who spent 15 years with Barclays Sports and Entertainment, including as its CEO, has limited experience at the collegiate level. The Big 12 is looking for a replacement for Bob Bowlsby, who is stepping down as commissioner. Two games on the WNBA schedule tonight, as the Atlanta Dream are visiting the Washington Mystics, while the Minnesota Lynx are home for the Dallas Wings. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.